The World This Week, Politics.
The Democrats held their national convention in Chicago. Ahead of Kamala Harris's speech accepting the party's nomination, Joe Biden made what may be his last big appearance as president. During Hillary Clinton's address, the Democrats chanted, "Lock him up," in reference to Donald Trump delighting the party's candidate in the 2016 election. Far-left and pro-Palestinian activists clashed with police outside the Israeli consulate, but were kept well away from the convention hall. America's intelligence services confirmed that Iran was behind the recent hacking and leaking of certain documents related to Mr. Trump's campaign. The Iranians also tried to hack into email accounts associated with Ms. Harris's team. Antony Blinken, the American Secretary of State, made his ninth visit to the Middle East since the start of the war in Gaza, amid negotiations that he said may be the best and last chance for a ceasefire deal and release of Israeli hostages. Mr. Blinken said that Benjamin Netanyahu told him that Israel accepted America's proposal, though the Israeli Prime Minister made no such commitment in public. Hamas, the Islamist group that attacked Israel last October, has not yet accepted the deal. Meanwhile, Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Negotiations continued over a ceasefire in Sudan's civil war. The talks in Geneva are led by America. The United Arab Emirates, which supports the rebel Rapid Support Forces, is also attending. The Sudanese army agreed to open a border crossing with Chad so that aid can get through to Darfur. Newspapers in Senegal and some television stations held a 24-hour blackout in protest against tighter media restrictions. The new government has frozen bank accounts belonging to media companies for allegedly owing back taxes. President Bassirou Diomaye Faye and his Prime Minister, Ousmane Sonko, came to power in March amid voter anger about living standards. Mr. Sonko has since said the press has too much impunity. Russia took the town of New York in eastern Ukraine, slowly solidifying its position in Donetsk. Russian forces have not yet been diverted from the region to fight Ukrainian troops who have entered Russia. Ukraine says it has now captured 1,263 square kilometres or 488 square miles of Russian territory and blown up two bridges. It also launched 45 drones against Russian cities, 11 of which targeted Moscow. They were shot down. Ukraine's parliament passed a bill that would bar pro-Russian churches in the country. The bill is aimed at the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which in 2022 claimed it had cut its ties to Russian Orthodoxy, though some of its priests aided the Russian invaders. The Orthodox Church of Ukraine is a separate body aligned with the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. It issued a statement along with other religions supporting the bill. X, Elon Musk's social media platform, closed its office in Brazil after a judge ordered it to suspend some accounts or have its legal representative arrested. It is the latest twist in a continuing spat between Mr. Musk and Alexandre de Moraes, a Brazilian Supreme Court judge who is leading an investigation into fake news. The security forces in Argentina foiled an attack by a group linked to an Islamist terrorist organization against Jewish targets in Mendoza. Argentina is home to Latin America's largest Jewish population and has suffered anti-Semitic atrocities in the past, notably the bombing of a Jewish community center in 1994 that killed 85 people. Nicaragua banned another 1,500 civic groups that are deemed hostile to the authoritarian regime of Daniel Ortega. Many are linked to various churches and include football and tennis clubs, and veterans associations. The government recently dissolved the diocese of Bishop Ronaldo Alvarez, an exiled critic of the regime. Most rail freight came to a halt in Canada amid a dispute between management and workers. The disruption will hurt the Canadian economy by stopping shipments of goods such as fertilizers, grains, cars, and oil. It will also affect the United States and Mexico, which are integrated with the Canadian freight network. Rallies were held across Venezuela, calling for Nicolas Maduro to step down as president. The opposition has published data showing that its candidate, Edmundo González, won an election on July 28th with two-thirds of the vote. Paetong Tan Shinawat was sworn in as Thailand's new prime minister. Ms. Paetong Tan is the daughter of Thaksin Shinawat, an influential former prime minister and de facto chief of the Pur Thai Party, which heads the government. She succeeds Setta Tuasin, who was dismissed as Prime Minister by the Constitutional Court and she has the support of the king. A national doctor's strike was held in India to protest against the rape and murder of a female trainee doctor in Kolkata. The woman's battered and half-naked body was found in her hospital's lecture hall. The Indian Medical Association wants the government to provide better security for female doctors. India's chief election commissioner announced the elections will be held in Jammu and Kashmir next month, the first in nearly a decade. Voting in constituencies for the disputed territory's legislature will begin on September 18th and end on October 1st. Indonesia marked Independence Day in its designated new capital, Nusantara, for the first time. The city lies in the province of East Kalimantan on the eastern side of the island of Borneo. President Joko Widodo has revised plans to move the government out of Jakarta, which is sinking. Prabowo Subianto, who takes over as president in October, said he intends to continue the project, which is due to be completed in 2045. Afghanistan's Ministry for the Prevention of Vice and Propagation of Virtue released its annual report. Over the past year, the morality police have destroyed 21,328 musical instruments, sacked 281 men from the security forces for not growing a beard, and arrested over 13,000 people for immoral acts. It did not provide figures on how many women it had detained for being improperly dressed or walking around without a male guardian. Meanwhile, the Taliban government stopped the UN Special Rapporteur on Afghanistan from entering the country.